we say good morning to the head coach, Travis Green. Hi, Travis. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you guys doing?
Excellent. Now here's my question. We've had several of your players on over the last few months in the offseason, and it's easy to ask them, hey, what have you been working on, the various things. You're a former pro hockey player. When the coach is off in the offseason, if you were to jump on the scale, do you come back fitter as a coach? Do you hang out at more barbecues? I mean, you're a pro athlete. Or do you stay away from that kind of thing in the summer?
You know what? It's actually, during the summer, I probably tend to get in a little better shape than during the season. During the season, when you're coaching and you're grinding night to night, and the workouts seem to be a little bit less frequent for me anyway. And during the summer, I feel like I get to get into a bit of a routine and I feel a little better about myself and a lot like the players. I come into camp a little bit fitter than I was at the end of the season.
There you go. So it's a fitter coach. You're not going to ask to be tested by Roger and everybody, but you're going to be feeling good when you come back behind the bench.
I'm going to be feeling great. I'm, all joking aside, I'm excited to get going. It's been a long off season, obviously, when you don't make the playoffs. And, we're ready to go. Our staff's ready to go. And I've talked to a lot of our players. We sent a clear message to guys last year that in order to move forward, there's a few different ways you're going to get better and move forward as a group, as an organization. And that's, a big part of that is the players that are currently on your roster have to come back better hockey players. And, there's free agency, there's young guys making the team, and then there's the guys that are on your group coming back as better hockey players. And we've challenged them, we've talked to them, and I'm confident that there'll be a group of guys that come back that have made improvements.
And I know you want to get into that coach mode, and we will with all that, because there's so much fascination around the team. One of the promos we ran most of the summer was when we talked to Sven Berchi, and he pretty much just said, no, I never had any thought of inviting Travis Green to my wedding. Which we thought might not have been the good play since you've been around so long. When you were playing, as I can hear you chuckling, is that the right move as a young player to almost diss the coach that you didn't make the short list for the wedding?
You know what? I would think that if Barch and I weren't, if I wasn't his coach, I think that I had a better chance of getting an invite than being his coach. I think that's, there's always a little bit of a line that's drawn there between coaches and players. And I did call Barch before his wedding and make sure I wished him congrats, that he enjoyed his day. And I've known Barch a long time, so there was definitely no hard feelings there.
Canucks head coach Travis Green joining us on the starting lineup here on Sportsnet 650. Perry Sulkowski and Joey Kenward. Getting back to the start of camp, which, as you know, is just around the corner. How much intrigue should there be from a coaching staff's perspective? You're going to have a lot of young faces trying to make a name for themselves, maybe crack the roster as a rookie, but you've got a lot of veterans who, let's be honest, underachieved last year and are getting a little bit older. Are you much, do you look forward to as much seeing what the young players' fitness levels are compared to, guys that have been in this league for 5, 6, 7, 8 years and seeing if they still are able to have the off-ice testing numbers as high as possible?
I am. I'm looking forward to this camp in general, overall. I'm looking forward. I think there's a lot of things that are going to be gauged here in camp, and it's going to start right away. Obviously, fitness testing is one of them. I put a premium on our team and our players being in great shape. They know they're going to get pushed at the beginning of camp as far as the conditioning levels just during practice and how hard practices are going to be. I'm a firm believer that you want your team in great shape to start the year. And as far as fitness levels, with the young guys, sometimes you wonder if they're going to come in and where they're going to be at. Because it is a big jump from coming from junior or college. The level that the NHL player is at is high. And I'm anxious to see where a Gaudet is, where a Pettersson is, where a Ylevi is. Even a guy like, a young guy like Jet Wu that, came into development camp and, and probably wasn't as high as he needs to be. And it was a good eye opener. And Ryan Johnson does an amazing job teaching our young guys. But it's not just the young guys; it's the older guys. They need to set the standard. They need to be the guys that start to create a culture. It's a new era in Vancouver, and it's an exciting time. Obviously, with Hank and Danny gone, it feels a little bit different. And even in the city, it'll feel different. But it's up to guys to carry on and create this new culture that induces winning. And starts with your fitness at the start of camp. And it's going to be a competitive camp this year. There's lots of names that are floating around for guys that can make the team. And I'm excited to see where guys are at.
How do you have a bounce-back year if you're a pro?
Well, you better have a good summer, for starters. We talk about habits and traits a lot, and self-awareness and being able to look yourself in the mirror and take critique is a big part of it. The game is always changing. You have to be able to evaluate yourself and be honest and be able to say, okay, where do I need to make improvements to have a better season next year? And that just doesn't go with your 20-year-olds, your 22s, 24s. Even a guy like Sutter, we've talked to Suts. We're challenging our older players to come back better hockey players. Our Louis Eriksons, our Edlers, our guys that are leaders on our group, our older guys, we want them to make improvements as well. And, each guy's a little bit different. But for me, to have a bounce-back year, you've got to be able to go right away and not take a week, 2 weeks, a month to get yourself going. We want guys ready to go right from day one.
Travis Green, Canucks bench boss, joins us here on Sportsnet 650, the home of the Vancouver Canucks. All right, you're fully aware of what Elliot Friedman tweeted out yesterday, saying that the Erik Karlsson trade talks from Ottawa are picking up, and maybe Vancouver is stepping in to see if it's a match. Out and out. Are the Canucks interested? What does the head coach think when he hears something like that from one of the top hockey insiders in the Sportsnet family?
Well, I think the one thing I've gotten used to over my first year is media rumblings, media rumors. It seems like every time there is a player of interest, a lot of the Canadian teams are put into the mix. And, as far as Karlsson, he's obviously a great player in the league. But that's news to me, and that's about all I can comment on it.
Travis, although in California, I mean, maybe you don't want to hear it, but you know how crazed Vancouver Canuck fans are to see this team get better. Excited, but still, we hear it from listeners and texting in. Well, what's really changed? Up front, there's some excitement. On the blue line, though, there hasn't been much change at all for a blue line that struggled.
Right.
The challenge is, and I guess from you, and you've said it, is the challenge to make sure you get more from those guys. And how do you sell that belief to fans?
Well, that's number, when you talk about priorities, we need more out of our defense. We need to get more offense out of them. And we're going to push them. It's hard to find offensive defensemen in the league, and teams just don't give them up. We think we've got a couple guys that can bring more to the table. I'm hoping guys like Hutton and Pouliot take a step. I truly believe they will, and I think there's going to be a lot of competition from within. And we got to push our D to be more offensive. We've talked to each one of them about how they can get better. I read an article the other day where Stetch hired a shooting coach, and that's an example. We've got to get more shots through to the net from some of our D, and he's one of them. He understands that, and he's taking it into his own hands to be part of that solution. And, if each guy comes back and has done something over the summer to make himself better, we'll get more production from our D. And obviously we've got some young D that are on the cusp of playing in the NHL, and they'll be part of that transition as well going forward.
Hey, Travis, before you come back to Vancouver and step onto the ice getting ready, obviously for the young stars camp in Penticton and then main camp in Whistler. You and a few members of the organization will be taking part in an event that I know is very near and dear to you and your family's heart, and that's the annual Canucks Autism Network Fishing for Kids trip, which starts on Sunday on Langara Island up at the northern tip of Haida Gwaii. You were a part of it for the first time last year. What did you think of that event, and how special of an event is it?
Well, where to start, really? I mean, I can't say enough about the event. It is dear to my heart. You know, having a son that is autistic, I really understand what a family can go through, the challenges that an autistic child has. And it's a great event. It raises a lot of money for autism, for families that struggle with the reality of having a child with autism. I've been fortunate enough to have access to good help for my son, but you know, a lot of families aren't as privileged as that, or have access to it. So it's a great event. You get to go up into an area that is just beautiful that I've never been to. You know, the resort in Haida Gwaii is unbelievable, and to be able to go up there and spend a few days to fish and create and, you know, make a lot of money for Can is it's something I'd look forward to, as well as I know you do too, Joey, and it's a special event for sure.
You know, Travis, we're always asking hockey questions, and I think some people forget the jobs and the role of father and all that. For our listeners, what is a day for you and your wife where you see, oh, there's great progress for your son with autism? And I know they're back in California because of the help that you can have there. But can you just enlighten us where you see great progress, or moments where, you know, it's because of money raised and you can see progress in a child?
It is. It's, you know, the one thing about autism is I don't know if any two cases are the same. And people can ask, you know, one person about autism and their challenges, and you'd get a different question from the very next person that has a child with autism. And there's so many different extremes of autism. I know in our case, you know, our son is nonverbal, but he's just being able to go to school, an autism school, has really helped him be functional. And you know, he has his own way of communicating with his family, his brother and sister, his mom, and myself. But you know, I can't say enough about the help that he has received. He'd be in a much harder, more difficult place if he hadn't. And you know, I think anytime you talk to anyone that's had the chance to get therapy, they feel blessed, and it can really help. And it's not just going to a school or getting therapy. It's also a lot of CAN. They have different events for autistic kids where they get to get out with other people and just be involved in a sport. And you know, that does a lot for a child with autism and make them feel like just one of the crowd and in their own way. And again, it's different. Every case is different. You know, what one child can do, maybe another child can't. Where one child can go, maybe another one, it's more difficult. And that's the hard part about autism is there aren't rock-solid answers. And there's still a lot of research to be done about it. And the more that we can... money we can raise for it helps. You look at the numbers now where 1 in 66 children have autism now. And you know, that's a lot. And, you know, you don't see it a lot because a lot of people aren't able to go out and do a lot of normal things with autistic kids. And the more help that you can get for these children, the better lives they live. So it's, again, talk about it all day, but it's, it's close to my heart, and it's close to the Canucks' heart, obviously, as well. So it's a great event.
And I'm guessing this is not a stretch, and we thank you for sharing, but considering your passion and your job is hockey, and it took you away from him, and, you know, to Utica, and now, you know, I know you're much closer when you're in Vancouver.
Right.
Your son being nonverbal, I'm sure there must be a smile you get when dad comes home and has that unique smile that goes to your home.
Is. Yeah, we have, I try to spend a lot of time with him in the summer and a lot of time in the pool with him. He loves swimming, and we have a special bond, you know, when we have our time together, and it's special. And he, you know, again, with an autistic child, it's challenging. You don't get the same gratification all the time with some of your other children or kids that don't have autism. But when you see the twinkle in their eye, you know that they miss you and they need you, and it's a challenging thing. So I understand what families can go through for sure.
One last question. You're going fishing for a good cause. If you were with a buddy and the only guy on the boat, would you be able to bring in a fish? Or are you strictly relying on the guides?
Well, you know what? My dad probably fished me out the time I was nine. So if I don't answer that with a definite yes, that I think I could get it in the boat, he'd come down on me pretty hard. So, yeah, I've done a lot of fishing in my life, but I haven't. I'm not a big ocean fisher, and I definitely don't mind the guides being up there. I'm actually bringing my son, my other son Blake, up with me to go on the trip this year, so it's going to be a special few days for us for sure.
Well, just be aware, cameras will be on your boat, Travis.
Yeah,
no pressure.
I'll have to get one this year. I don't even know if I caught one last year.
Hey, thank you for this. Enjoy the time with the family, the hockey family, and fans look forward to you getting up here and getting at it for the 2018 and 2019 season. But we'll talk again. Thanks for it, Travis.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
Sportsnet 650.